This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We got a running gag here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I think, especially for those that watch it on YouTube. Like, they would comment on my complexion, and I'm like, this is so distracting. It's kind of like my teenagers when they come in. I'm like, I'm on the air, and they do purposeful things like make faces at me to try and get me to goof up on radio. See, I mean, this is the thing I got to go through here. And I mentioned our friend Sally Alcordi from New York, our favorite vaccine activist on there. She clarified something for me because there was a comment that popped up on the computer that's running the radio show up to YouTube about, you know, looking good or whatever. I'm like, what is that? Where does that come from? But apparently she was commenting on Sunday's show when I was wearing her Outlaw Vaccines t-shirt. Now that makes sense. Now I get it. Because I was like, there's nothing going on here today that was of interest. So that's why we have the archives that y'all can chalk up and say, did he shave? Did he not shave? What's he wearing? You never know what it's going to be. Is it going to be a special message? Hidden secret code? I don't know. Anyway, but the Outlaw Vaccines, you can always see, right behind me, below me, the poster that Sally produced for me. I'm looking at it right now. If it doesn't fall off the wall, I think it's still up. Anyway, so this is a good day. We had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on in hour one. Earlier in the day, I heard from Mike Adams, my buddy, the Health Ranger. You know, he never has time to come on the show anymore. Well, he still says he might, it's weekend, so I'm not going to rule it out. But he's like, we're talking about what's going on with the Democrats. And Super Don, you and I, you know, are on pretty much on the same page with this. We don't like to play the left-right paradigm. It's just too easy. Hate on Democrats, love on Republicans. We try to be equal opportunity offenders. We try to call it, you know, when somebody does something well, it doesn't matter what they claim to be as far as political affiliation. And if they're not doing it, we're going to call them out. I think we're pretty, I hesitate to use the word fair or balanced because it's been co-opted, right?
Yes.
But in some way, I think intellectual integrity are us. All right.
Can I try. That? I mean, it's certainly a goal because it seems to be lacking so much in the dialogue right now. You know.
You know, and it's just so easy to just take one side and blindly just go, everybody else sucks. But it's becoming increasingly hard for me to be nice to people who claim affiliation with the Democrat Party, and it's just not something I want to have to, you know, just go, all right, I disavow anybody who still votes Democrat. But it's getting increasingly hard to do that. And this doesn't mean that Robert Scott Bell is saying, quit the Democrat Party, everybody become a Republican. That is not what I've ever said. In fact, when we had, remember, what was the guy, the hashtag walkaway campaign? The gay conservative guy? Remember him? Hairdresser?
Yeah, I don't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Anyway, you know, his whole thing, even though he's a big Trump supporter and Republican now, he's like, I never said everybody has to come to the Republican Party. He's like, you've just got to walk away from this insanity. And I'm like, I get it. I mean, this is, but it's gotten much worse recently, much worse. And it relates to this practice of not just abortion, but what we now have to term post-birth abortion. It's like babies can be born, and there are people in the Democrat Party that have voted on the allowance of such a termination of life after the baby's born. Now, we can even go back in utero that they can pull babies out for whatever reason so early that they would never live on their own, and they're able to survive because of the wonders and advancements of modern medicine. Sherry Tenpenny mentioned that. Millions of dollars they'll spend on it, only to vaccinate them, to poison them, and to harm them. And guess what? What did we say? 87% of all the bills that are rolling through in all 50 states now trying to remove exemptions to vaccination, philosophical, religious, sponsored by Democrats. 87%. That's 87%. It's nearly 9 out of 10. That's not, it's a little close to, it could be just a random thing, right? No, this is like, you guys, if you're a Democrat, you have sold out to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the evil that it represents and delivers. Speaking of delivering babies, it's just absolutely stunning. Now, we talk about the vaccine exemption thing, the Democrat Party in, I think we said Connecticut, and where else in the East Coast? New Jersey. They're all dominated by Democrats. California, Washington, Oregon. They're trying to follow Washington, Oregon, following California and Pan. And like I said, Mike Adams came out with this piece, and I'm having a hard time. I'm struggling with finding anything wrong with it. Not that I like, oh, Mike, I'm trying to find something wrong with your thing. But, you know, he's pretty intense. And granted, he feels strongly about it, and I believe he believes it. And now I'm coming to that same conclusion. Those who practice natural medicine and the healing arts must denounce the pro-infanticide Democrat Party, no longer compatible with healing or compassion. And Super Don, you know, I'm reluctant to kind of make these blanket statements, but you felt what's coming out of me since this whole post-birth abortion thing happened out of New York and now Virginia.
Yeah, well, listen, abortion is one of those topics I usually just kind of run the other way when people start talking about it because it's such a polarizing issue. And in most cases, it's a no-win debate. It's just people yelling at each other and getting angry with each other and stuff like that because there's some very strong feelings about that, and I get that. I totally get that, and I respect everybody's right to debate it. I just don't. But in this particular case, and I'm going to focus on the West Virginia situation. This was brought to my attention over the weekend, and so I actually said, okay, I'll just read about this. What is this here? And there's this lady, this legislator in Virginia, Kathy Tran, who introduced this bill. And what's got people so upset about this is that this bill, the language of it, literally, and I mean that, literally, would allow someone who is pregnant, who is actually delivers the baby, still be able to consider abortion as an option. And that, to me, listen, in the abortion debate, you know, there's got to be a line somewhere, right? You know, I mean, there has to be a line that you just, you know, that you could say, okay, no, that's too much. That's too far. And in this case, I believe they have crossed that line because, and we've got audio of this Kathy Tran.
Sure, set it up.
She is being questioned in a hearing there in Virginia about the wording and basically what this bill would allow as far as abortion goes. And so she's being questioned here. And if you haven't heard this yet, this is going to blow you away. Because I can't believe that in this country we are considering bills that would allow this sort of thing. So listen to what it is that this Kathy Tran has asked and her response.
How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay, but to the end of the third trimester.
Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
Now notice that they're talking about, and I forgot to set this part of this up. In the bill, what they're trying to do is they're trying to say that if the mother and or the physician agrees and determines that having the baby will have a negative effect on the mental health of the mother.
Yeah, this is what I was reacting to, Super Don, over the past few days. I just
that they could then decide to terminate the pregnancy.
Yeah.
The scary part of this is that they've lifted the restriction on how far into the pregnancy this will go. And it's not, I mean, there's literally no limitation on this now. Literally, to the point of birth, they could terminate the pregnancy.
This is infanticide, and she continues on in this next clip, right?
Let's see just how far this goes.
So, where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman.
I understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
Wow.
Wow. Dude, now, all right, there's a problem here. So she's now claiming she never read the bill, apparently. I mean, it's getting bizarre. But here's the bigger issue, why I agree with the health ranger on you can no longer be party to the Democrat Party if you believe in the sanctity of human life. This is not just about debatable when life begins scenarios, like if you're talking consent. I mean, this is now getting as evil. When Super Don's on board with this, you know it's crossed the Rubicon. And you know, mental health of a woman could say, you know, I just feel like this could really mess up my mind. And
maybe there's something we don't quite understand on this. Because, I mean, that just sounds like too much, right? Yeah. So what we've got is, you know, this governor, the Virginia governor, the guy that is in all the trouble with the
guy who went blackface and KKK. But
he was interviewed. He was interviewed on a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
About this, just trying to get some clarification. And this is, we have time to play this?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so check us out.
Give a listen to Governor of Virginia.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion.
What is blown out of proportion?
The baby would be delivered.
Yeah.
The baby will be made comfortable. It's already delivered. And then they're going to have a discussion on what to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's already delivered.
Now, here's the finale on this, Democrats. If you don't speak out against this, both in New York and in Virginia, and I mean anybody in the Democrat Party, you are party to infanticide at this point. How is it not possible that you could speak out at this one moment, at this one thing? That, no, this is disgusting. This is beyond the pale. And at this point, if you're into natural medicine and you believe in life and defending life and you have compassion for the innocents, which they've already abandoned with the vaccine program, now it's obvious the Democrat Party is the party of death.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoids.
cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Scott Bell Show.
I pray that you get the heart of what I'm communicating, because this isn't about, oh, I hate Democrats, I love Republicans. Again, that's the risk we have here when we talk very overtly political. But again, it's very hard. The pattern has emerged over many years now that the left, that the political left that is adopted by the Democrat Party, moving more and more into socialism, which of course denies individual liberty, self-ownership, ownership of your, you know, yourself and your children, your stewardship of your children as a family. They want to kill babies after birth, and after they're born, of course, vaccinate them without any religious ability to say, no, I don't believe in injecting my child with those things. Go back and listen to Hour 1 with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We talked a little bit about that. And it's just gotten too blatant to be kind of nice about it. And, Super Don, I have my days, you know, where grumpy Robert Scott Bell comes out to play. But still, I find a way to kind of hold back on just an abject blanket statement at this point about a political party. Again, remember, this is not a full-on endorsement of the Republican Party when I say that. So don't tell me, oh, he's a Republican. No, uh-uh. You know, well, go independent, just libertarian, fair, whatever. But, yes, go ahead.
Just to be fair, this is not, your reaction on this is not grumpy. I mean, I think no. It's justified because, yeah. You know, how else are you supposed to react to something like this? I don't even know how to put words together to describe how crazy this sounds.
No, the lack of defense of life itself, the abandonment of that is demonic. We have a demonic death cult in modern medicine. It is a church. It is a cult. It is a religion. And the Democrats are lock, stock, and barrel in with Big Pharma at this point with a vaccine conspiracy. But how about, again, terminating babies after they're born? Wow. All right, I got to switch gears here.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, thank you, Sean, for asking a question on a different topic.
And those of you who want to chime in on it, let me know. Again, we can revisit it, but for now, I gotta switch gears. Sean says, I've been supplementing with selenium for a long time. Generally 200 to 400 micrograms daily, but more if I am not feeling well. I have used several brands, and they all use selenium derived from mustard seed in 200 microgram capsules. I know that you only recommend whole food-derived minerals. I'm assuming mustard seed counts. The brands I have heard you recommend are much more expensive and only come in 50 microgram capsules. I don't mind spending money to maintain my health, but if I can get the same benefits from a cheaper product, I will take that route. Is the form I'm using and recommending to others effective, Sean? Now, listen, I'm not opposed to what Sean's proposing here, Super Don, right? If we can achieve the same results with something that costs less money, do I stand in opposition to that? No. Never have. I agree with the law of economy. Get the most out of every drop, most out of every mile, whatever. But clinically speaking, if efficacy, efficiency, the actual results I'm looking for matter, they matter a lot. Certainly the science behind it matters or not, but then you got to put that into practice and say, hey, is this working for me? Well, Sean, is this working for you? What are you trying to achieve? Is it overcoming cancer? Is it a neurological disease? Is it protecting your heart? We're talking specifically about selenium. It's about all of that and more. Is it about liver detoxification, heavy metal binding, right? Is it sufficient with those other forms? Because I brought this up. In fact, Chris Barr and I talked about this on the air before, not a doc, about the mustard seed forms of selenium. And we're not, as far as I know, opposed to it, if it really is 100% whole food and you get the full benefit out of it. But I also haven't seen the third-party validations of the functional efficacy, the forms that are available, bioavailability, to know definitively that it is indeed what it is, what they say it is, and that it has the same degree of efficacy of those 50 microgram tablets we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Now, I don't know in terms of expense, you know, microgram for microgram. But when it comes to functional efficacy, and I think Sean said this as well, if it costs that, I'm going to do it. So until you do a head-to-head comparison and say, I've been on this amount, 200 to 400 micrograms daily of this other form, and then you come on over, do the innate response, and say, I'm going to do the same amount, change nothing else, pay attention to what your body tells you. And that's ultimately, you'll know. Whether the science validates it later or not, you'll know. And so, for me, Sean, yeah, it's possible that it is good. I haven't had the experience with it to validate it to that level. So I'm reluctant to go, yes, I'm 100% behind that, as I am with the innate response. So is that helpful, Super Don? You think that gives a perspective?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, until somebody actually does a study, and if they do a side-by-side study and they show that it works as well, then I'm sure we would have no problem getting behind it.
Yeah, absolutely, because I know some of the people that I like that are doing it, and again, I'm not dissing on it. I'm just saying I'm going to use with what works, and if there's something that comes along that's the same or better for a better price, yeah, we'll bring that up, absolutely. But until that point, I'm still taking my innate response every day, as is my whole family. Contact Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com and get yours today, 866-424-1077.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, President Trump held an off-the-record lunch with reporters. This traditionally happens on the day of the State of the Union address. One of the things we can expect to hear from President Trump is how he wants Democrats and Republicans to come together to fund border security, to which Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina tells Fox News that Republicans are more than willing to negotiate.
President's reached out. He tried to make an offer. Speaker Pelosi has been resistant to it. Now's the time for Speaker Pelosi in her chamber to recognize the president is there to come up with a compromise that addresses the priorities of both ends of the ideological spectrum.
Pope Francis is acknowledging the scandal of priests sexually abusing nuns. The Pope made his first public comments about the issue to reporters as he returned to Rome from a flight to Abu Dhabi. The Pope says he remains committed to doing more to rid the Catholic Church of what he referred to as sexual slavery. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Happy birthday to my buddy from Germany, Deutschland, as we say, Hagen Tiers, the maker of Key Home Defense, Key Home Technology, the Key Me, the things that are helping to combat the 5G coming. We've got to do better, folks. If we can't stop it, we've got to find a way to protect ourselves. And that QI technology, you can find it at robertswater.com. Also, Kim Ritchie Spencer, one of the key founders of the Thinking Moms Revolution. Kim, happy birthday to you. And my friend Cesar, originally from Mexico, good friend of all of us here in the family. He is also celebrating a birthday today. And by the way, he lives up in Minnesota, where GCN is suffering right now under single digits and snow and ice. And that may be coming to other parts of the country as well. Let's see, what else we got to talk about here? We did the supplement discussion. Super D, anything else coming through the chat room, or
We got a moment to pause before we go into the next segment here.
Take a deep breath, yes.
Yeah, deep breath, right?
Right.
That's what we got to do at this point. Once again, the upcoming events has its own tab. If you go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com, you see about RSP, meet the team, show archive, sponsorship info, upcoming events. And you click on that, and you can scroll down and see all the things we're either participating in or helping to promote to get the word out. And we want to see you there. Also, if you want to modulate your immune system and your kids' immune systems, I've been hearing a lot about that. I took a call from a family this morning that had been verified that they had the flu. And the mom was on the verge of taking Tamiflu. And she's like, no, I don't think I want to give it to the kids. I read about it. I was like, by the time we were off the phone, she didn't want to take it herself. And we talked about some strategies to navigate. But I also mentioned the beta-glucan from Better Way Health, right? We want to modulate immunity. Beta-glucan is a substance in nature that helps to modulate the immune system, the efficiency, the kung fu of your own immune response. And now they have, of course, the beta-glucan we have in capsules, but you can also have it in gummies for kids, beta kids. You can go to betterwayhealth.com/radio, betterwayhealth.com/radio. Get the best deals on it. Tell them Robert Scott Bell sent you and get your beta-glucan here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which would be awesome. So with that, let's see. Yeah, take a deep breath, y'all. Now I've heard it all, folks. The World Health Organization, the same group that recently said vaccine hesitancy is one of the most dangerous things threatening the health of the people on planet Earth, has also said we should reschedule cannabis. What? Schizophrenic much? Multiple personality disorder much? I'm not making light of this. This is the WHO, which is party to the United Nations, which is party to those treaties back from the 1960s that scheduled cannabis or marijuana as this illicit, dangerous substance that all these signatory nations were on and banning and putting people in prison, killing people, raiding other countries, stopping it, of course, subsidizing the drug trade through CIA. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more behind the scenes. Now the WHO releases long-anticipated recommendation on cannabis scheduling, but rather than removing it from Schedule 1 of the single convention, it only removes it from Schedule 4, where it is also listed. However, I know.
Hey. I guess it's a move in the right direction. At least they're acknowledging. Yes. But they're not, again, it's going to stay Schedule 1 when it involves THC.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's good news and a bad news on this situation here, and in this article they did a good job of pointing out that, you know, the bad news is stay Schedule 1. Good news, however, is that they are acknowledging CBD as something that needs to be descheduled altogether. And basically, what it says here, if the recommendations are followed and the treaties are reworked the way that they're saying that they're recommending, that CBD would then be descheduled entirely and be effectively become an over-the-counter drug worldwide. So that, right, we can say, okay, at least, you know, they've made
some...
You know
why this is happening, though? This is kind of like nullification on the state level. The feds have gone, we got nothing anymore. The states, the people have spoken. The majority of them have already descheduled, in their own way, legalized cannabis in various forms. And so, inevitably, with the Farm Bill, CBD now is off the list. But in a global way, they could see the writing on the wall with CBD. And the WHO could not continue to say, hey, we need to keep this scheduled, because what? Canada, one of the signatories to the treaty, already said cannabis is fully legal now, not just CBD. So it's an interesting thing that it's not coming from a top-down correction. It's a bottom-up correction, as it always is. It's getting more local and simply stopping with the participation and the enabling and the facilitating of the prohibition by giving your energy, time, etc., to those entities that would squash you like a bug for using something they don't want you to use. So cannabis as a whole is still going to stay Schedule 1, but its days are numbered too, Super Don. It can't continue.
Eventually. Yeah. I mean, it's going to get there. Now, keep in mind that this fight to do this and to accomplish this, I mean, this happened decades ago, right? I mean, there are people, you know, that have been fighting this thing for 40 years, right, in order to get to the point that it's legal, and they should be happy with the progress that's been made. But the job is not done. And I want to give you a good example of that. Did you hear about the situation that happened in Oklahoma? Now, this is just absolutely an outrage. I think we've probably had enough outrage for 1 hour so far. But, you know, listen to this. Listen to this. There's these two guys in Kentucky where, you know, you were just referencing the Farm Bill being passed. Now, that's a good thing how that's affected, even with the World Health Organization having to acknowledge that CBD should be okay. Well, there are some states in our own country here, even after the Farm Bill being signed, that still haven't gotten it through their head that hemp is an okay thing, right? You would think that's a done deal. But if you happen to be in Kentucky, and if you happen to be a truck driver, and decide to pick up a load of what should be and is being described as a legal shipment of hemp, 18,000 pounds of it, okay, no small shipment here. And you get in the truck and you decide to drive through Oklahoma on the way to your destination, and you get pulled over by the cops in this county in Oklahoma, you may end up in some trouble, because what happened was these guys got pulled over, and the cops found 18,000 pounds of hemp in the back of this tractor trailer and thought, hey, we just did the largest marijuana bust in the history of our county. And so the drivers are going, hey, wait a minute. You know, look, we got the paperwork. You know, we got all the stuff here. Look, you know, we're coming from Kentucky. This is hemp. And it's they didn't want to hear anything of it. So they threw these guys in jail. These guys have been sitting in jail for a month now on a $40,000 bond.
Carrying a fully legal agricultural commodity from Kentucky to Colorado through Oklahoma. You might, guys and gals, if you're truck delivery people, you might want to go around Oklahoma, detour around Oklahoma at this point.
Now, if you're outraged right now, here, hold my beer, because the story doesn't end there. A month later, the test came back, the test results, because they were like, hey, we're going to test this to see whether this is hemp or not. Now, remember, the difference between cannabis, right, or marijuana and hemp is the amount of THC. Anything 0.3% or less percent of THC is considered hemp. So the test results came back on this hemp. Here's what they found. Out of 11 samples that were taken, two samples came back over the 0.3 THC amount. So if you want to be technical, you could say, oh, well, yeah, then they should be in jail because they were transporting some marijuana, right?
Yeah.
Well, the results, it was 0.4
right,
instead of 0.3.
Not that you have a lot of experience with this, but how much hemp do you have to smoke at 0.4 to get...
Dude, listen, I've smoked cannabis before. I'll admit, I have no problem with admitting that back in the day. I can't now. But, the difference between 0.3 and 0.4, you're not going to know the difference. You would have, like Ron Paul said back in the day, that you'd have to smoke a telephone pole, joint of hemp.
Get there, yeah.
And you're still not going to get high. So, yeah, there's no difference between 0.3 and 0.4 as far as THC goes. So, here these guys are still sitting in jail. The attorneys are trying to get something done about this. And the cops in this county in Oklahoma are not willing to drop the charges right now because they want to be able to say, look, we've made the largest marijuana bust in history.
They want to make their career there. Yeah,
dude, they actually want to send all 18,000 pounds of this hemp to another state to get it tested again because they don't want to let go of this bust. It's ridiculous.
Folks, again, avoid Oklahoma until they come to their senses. And in the meantime, get your Plus CBD oil from our friends at CV Sciences, pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and enter the code RSB15 to get 15% off, maybe even in Oklahoma. But I'm telling you, the power mad local law enforcement there in Osage County, this is why, again, prohibitions only make the government, the people who work for the government, they turn them into like into some form of mercury madness, power-hungry savages, using the power and force of government to put people into prison or worse for nonviolent offenses like using a plant that God created, or in this case, transporting a plant that is clearly not going to go into the drug trade across state lines, again, now as an agricultural commodity. And it was always legal hemp at that level anyway, but now fully with a farm bill. And, yeah, it is another outrage, Super Don, and I'm sorry we have to cover it, but I am glad for the most part. That's an isolated incident so far. We haven't seen multiple occurrences of it. Hopefully that doesn't happen and that the trend is in the other direction. And, Super Don, let's see if we can find out when these guys get out of jail.
Yes.
And when they come to the
Yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on this because this is ridiculous. You know, and Mitch McConnell, you know, maybe he ought to write a letter to these guys and say, hey, look, you know, farm bill.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you guys, right?
Right. Yep. They're smoking something and it ain't. Well, ain't good.
Yeah.
There in Oklahoma. All right. Well, you know what? We've been controversial enough for one day. Let's talk about the weather, shall we? Could we find a reason that there is controversy in the weather? No. Oh, wait a second. Global warming, climate change. Dagnabbit! They've even stolen our ability to talk about the weather without being controversial. We're going to try. We're going to try our level best when we come back to wrap up the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank y'all for being here. Go to robertscottbell.com. New tab, upcoming events. We'll tell you about them when we come back as well. Again, say hi to our friends at TV Sciences, too, while we're on the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I told you my son would try to distract me. Well, that's right. We made it through. We're almost done with the show. And it's dinner time. Dinner time. I don't know what my belly's going to have, but we got to call Erin Burnett at CNN so she could be outraged. My wife made dinner for us.
Dinner?
I know.
She was she not put on this earth to make you dinner.
Exactly. I don't know. I'll have to talk to her about it because I may never get dinner again.
All right.
We're going to talk about the weather in a moment. But before we get there, in the upcoming events tab, I got to go back. I'm so impressed. You never cease to amaze me. Upcoming events. We got the Women's Heart Health Summit that's going on right now. You can link to. We've got the Immune Defense Summit that's coming up later in February. We've got, of course, the big one with Dr. Bitar. I think you've got a picture of him.
It's a webinar, coming up.
The webinar, Autism Defined, is coming up February 28th. Then we have the Thyroid Reset Summit. We've got the Northern Colorado NoCo Hemp Expo, March 29th and 30th. So the 29th is a Friday. Normally we pre-record our Friday shows, but at NoCo Hemp Expo I plan to be live. If we get a board out on that Friday, they always get a nice care package from our friends at CV Sciences. Then we've got in April, April 12th, 13th, and 14th, Total Health in Toronto, Canada. And we've got a Chronic Lyme Disease Summit. We got a perimenopause summit. We got
the perimenopause summit. Yes,
it's amazing. Autism One, May 22nd through 26th, and then the Advanced Medicine Conference in Los Angeles, Pasadena, May 25th and 26th, so Saturday, Sunday, in Los Angeles. So we've got discount tickets for that as well. You want to take advantage of that if you're going to be in LA Memorial Day weekend. Good excuse to be there now. I don't know what the weather will be like, but I know there won't be any wind chill denialists there. Probably not in Pasadena.
What? Right? This was awesome when I saw this. Because we've talked about, you know, that's a label, right?
Yeah,
you're a denialist.
It really came out heavy with HIV denialism, I said, or AIDS denialism. It's like those of us who recognize that there's no such thing as an HIV test, we're called denialists. No, we're actually the scientists among you. We know that there is no such thing. But we didn't say there was no such thing as AIDS and immune collapse. Now, let's go to the weather. I would deny that there is a valid science that says man is causing the earth to warm. Climate change, climate's been changing since there's been a climate. I am against polluting the climate and spraying up above with these so-called chemtrails geoengineering, but now there's something called a rise of wind chill temperature denial, wind chill denialism. Super Don, this is totally new to me. You're going to have to tell me what this is all about.
I had never heard of it before, but apparently there are some people, and I'm kind of conflicted on this because I understand where they're coming from, that will criticize the meteorologists, especially just, what was it, a week ago when they were having the polar vortex thing?
Right.
And there was this happened on Twitter, of course, where all the crazy stuff happens. Mm-hmm. And there was this mean tweet directed towards Ginger Z, who's a meteorologist, saying that any meteorologist that posted wind chill temperatures instead of actual temperatures should be fired and have their degrees revoked. And listen, I kind of understand because, listen, it doesn't matter if you're a meteorologist or you're a news reporter or you've got a website, well, whatever. You want to try and get people to click on stuff or react to things and stuff like that. And listen, during that polar vortex thing, mm-hmm. with the wind chill factored into the temperature, there were some places that had like negative 75 degrees. When you see negative 75, you go, holy cow, negative 75, right? When the actual temperature without the wind chill was probably closer to like negative 30 or something, right? So if you want to get a reaction from somebody, what are you going to get a bigger reaction from, negative 30 or negative 75, right?
You say they were complaining because the weathercasters are hyping the coldness through wind.
That's what they were saying, because they were using wind chill factor instead of actual temperature.
But they hype everything. I mean, whether it be a big storm or a hurricane or a snowstorm.
Look,
I mean, that's
here's
part
the thing.
Beauty.
If you're going to use the word denial or denialism, somebody who would be a wind chill denialist would have to say that wind chill doesn't exist. So this doesn't really work. Because listen, wind chill's real.
It's a real scenario. You're right.
Yeah, step outside. You can feel it. It's real. You know, I mean, it's this thing. So I don't know.
I got no problem with them reporting a wind chill. I like it when they say this is the temperature. Here it is with wind chill. So see, you get to show both. What's wrong with that?
I guess.
Talk about the weather. I thought we were going to not be controversial, but right there at the end, wind chill denialism rears its ugly hot head. Apparently, it's a hot head. Anyway, we've got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time tonight, folks. Thank you for being here. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we love you. Thank you for being on board today. And thank y'all for all watching on YouTube. And those of you listening through GCN, archives available right after the show at GCNlive.com. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.